This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us via our toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that happens to be on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Cody.
And it's Cody O'Connor from OffTheAirLive.com. We'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. Sitting in for Daryl W. Perry, who would have been here tonight. He had a baseball game that he actually wanted to attend. I guess he hasn't gone out to a sporting event in quite a while, so he took the night off. And it's interesting that he's not here because there's breaking news about Daryl, and that is that the Libertarian Party at the national level has decided to issue a press release basically attacking Daryl. And it's particularly interesting because Daryl is a life member of that very same National Libertarian Party.
You know, they must see him as a threat if they're going to take the time to write an attack article, right?
Well, right. And so why is Daryl W. Perry a threat to the National Libertarian Party? So much so that they have taken the time to issue a press release to who knows what media. I don't know where all this has appeared. I Googled for it. I could only find one location. It was submitted to the Independent Political Report by Karen Ann Harlos, who is, I believe, yes, she is a representative of what's called the Libertarian National Committee. So the Libertarian National Committee is like the board of directors for the Libertarian Party at the national level.
Yeah.
And so this is a press release that is coming from supposedly the chairman of the Libertarian National Committee. So the chairman of the political party known as the Libertarian Party, Nicholas Sarwark. So basically this is purportedly, you know, what the committee has agreed to say publicly. And it is an attack. It's not a heavy attack on Daryl W. Perry, but they do call him a rogue write-in candidate. I'll just share their press release here with you. It says this: Daryl W. Perry recently announced a write-in campaign for president, which was 2 days ago. Mr. Perry sought the Libertarian nomination for president at the National Convention in Orlando, Florida, over Memorial Day weekend. He received 6.8% of the delegate votes on the first ballot and 5.6% of the delegate votes on the second ballot. Governor Gary Johnson was nominated on the second ballot with 55.8% of the delegate votes. So I think they're intending to show that Daryl W. Perry is a minor candidate. He only got 6%, 5 to 6% of the party's voters, these delegates that they had at the convention. So pay no attention to this man, although he's important enough to put a press release out about.
Right. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense just to leave it alone and
just
not
to ignore him?
Give it free publicity?
Yeah, apparently Daryl found an article on the Washington Post about Johnson, Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate, who apparently has actually gotten a nomination, or excuse me, not a nomination, an endorsement from the Chicago Tribune, which is kind of a surprise.
Wow.
But, there was an article about Johnson, and it actually mentioned Daryl's write-in campaign. So the fact that the LP put this press release out might have actually alerted the news media to news about Daryl that they wouldn't have otherwise have received from Daryl directly, right? So, like,
Sounds like they're doing him a favor, if anything.
Right. I imagine the Libertarian Party has a more detailed media list than Daryl might have been able to cobble together in, you know, in his time as a candidate. So we continue with their press release here. It's very short. The Libertarian National Committee is committed to fully supporting the nominee of the delegates at the convention. And what they're talking about there is Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, who's a former Massachusetts governor, Johnson, a former New Mexico governor, both former Republicans. And they don't seem to have gone very far from the Republican Party with Bill Weld, who has been, you know, talking up other Republicans. But he's actually come right on out basically and endorsed Hillary Clinton. I'll share that with you here in a moment.
Okay.
So it doesn't even seem to matter what Bill Weld and Gary Johnson say, or how unlibertarian their political statements are, as they're supposedly representing the Libertarian Party. I mean, they've violated the Libertarian Party's statement of intent, or not their statement of intent, but their kind of their oath, if you will. There's a Libertarian Party statement you have to sign in order to join the Libertarian Party that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty clear statement, and at least to me, that means that it's not okay to aggress against my neighbors in order to get them to support something.
Yeah.
That I should use persuasion rather than the threat of violence. And you've got Bill Weld and Gary Johnson out there talking about government programs that they support, you know, the changes that they want to make, which may make them seem smaller government than someone like Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. So they do appear to be the least of the evils, but they're not representing what liberty means to me. And they're not representing what Daryl understands as the ideas of liberty. And so that's one of the reasons why he was so frustrated, so as to restart his campaign or reactivate it. The final paragraph of their press release says this: Mr. Perry remains a life member of the Libertarian Party and was recently elected state chair of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. The LNC, which is the Libertarian National Committee, has no authority over the election of state party officers, nor over the actions of state officers who choose to run rogue write-in campaigns.
So weird that they would call him a rogue like that.
Well, like you said, they have deemed him important enough to issue this press release about, and I suspect part of the reason for this was that there are people who are demanding explanations from these people, like party members, Libertarian Party members, are upset that Daryl has won the election to the chairmanship of the New Hampshire State Party, because there are people who, you know, they see Daryl W. Perry as sort of like this anarchist, and he doesn't accept that term. Now, I don't want to put words into Daryl's mouth, but I did talk to him this afternoon, and that's not a term that he uses for himself. He's a libertarian. He's a voluntarist.
Based on the actual definition of the term, yeah.
Right.
The only problem is that, you know, the definition of libertarian has been, you know, up for interpretation.
It's been subverted.
Big time. Yeah, I mean, that's really the best way to put it,
yeah.
Is that, you know, they've taken the definition of the word, what it's supposed to mean, and kind of made it more ambiguous. Like, you know, like,
now it's smaller government.
It's the difference between the literal interpretation of the Bible versus, well, you know, we can get whatever meaning we want out of it.
That's true.
And that's what they've done with this simple term of libertarianism, is it used to actually mean something. It used to mean that, like, you would hold strong to your principles, and you wouldn't cater to the populist idea of running for president or running for anything.
That was my understanding.
You wouldn't cave to, well, maybe this will give me some larger support.
Which is what has been cited by the people who are supporting the Johnson campaign. It's like, oh, well, we'll just look aside from all of their unlibertarian statements. Bill Weld talking about gun control, and Gary Johnson backing away from saying anything about legalizing all drugs. He's okay on marijuana, but those other drugs, whoa. I mean, those are just a couple of examples of how they're clearly breaking from the Libertarian Party platform.
It's a convenient time to be for legalizing marijuana, because a lot of the polls show it's well over half the amount of people in the country that are fine with legalizing marijuana. So, you know, when you're talking about drugs, that's become one of the new safe social issues.
Yep,
it's just
absolutely.
Cannabis legalization. When there's plenty of research out there to show that other drugs that are considered hard drugs or Schedule I drugs actually have very therapeutic benefits, like MDMA for treating PTSD.
Or mushrooms.
And mushrooms for end-of-life anxiety. And politicians won't touch that because it's a taboo issue.
Right.
About.
I mean, even Johnson said, and it's just such a weak position, he admitted to having smoked marijuana multiple times up until just this year, but claims that if he were elected, and that he claims he stopped for his campaign, and that if he were elected president, he would not use marijuana while in office. Now, isn't that just pathetic? I mean, look, if you're a cannabis user and you're a responsible one, which I believe that Gary Johnson is, because
he seems to be. He's productive.
Right.
Gets stuff done.
He's
a
successful businessman, and he's also like a triathlon guy. Like, he's a serious physical athlete kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not watching TV and eating Doritos on the couch.
So,
he's out there, you know, he's working his cardiovascular health and whatnot.
He's accomplished these things while being a cannabis user.
Yes.
So a stronger position would be, well, yes, I have used cannabis, and I will continue to use cannabis throughout my presidential campaign. In fact, I will spark up here in front of this press release just to prove it. I mean, that would have been a much stronger thing to do. You can share your thoughts here with us on the attack of our host, Gerald W. Perry, by the Libertarian Party, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can share your thoughts with us here tonight. the Libertarian Party has lashed out in a press release against our co-host, Daryl W. Perry, who is off tonight. He's enjoying a baseball game with some friends. And he has been attacked, been called a rogue by the Libertarian Party, all for simply announcing, just via his website, DarylWPerry.com, just announcing that he was going to turn his presidential campaign back on and that he's filed as a official write-in candidate in a handful of states where you don't need, I guess, electors to do that. So he's just filed whatever paperwork he needs to file.
Yeah.
And so he should be counted in those handful of states. He gets into the details on which states in his press release, which you can read over at freekeen.com or his website, DarylWPerry.com. We'll continue with that here in moments. Also take your calls and thoughts. Healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Now, sure, health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? Check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. It's any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Skype where Drew is on the line calling from Iowa. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Cody.
Hey, so I live in Iowa, so I was probably deciding to vote for Daryl for president. Has he said exactly how we should write his name on the ballot to make sure it gets counted?
Daryl W. Perry.
Just write exactly like that?
Yep. And so Daryl with two R's in the name. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Drew. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I don't know which states, because some states have write-in. Some don't apparently have that option. So whichever states have the write-in option, you can vote for Daryl. He will accept your votes. And, you know, the other night I was kind of, you know, ambivalent about this. I was kind of debating whether I should vote for Harambe instead of Daryl, because I knew he had sort of reannounced his campaign. But there hadn't been this splash last night that there is today with the press release from the Libertarian Party attacking him. There's another Libertarian presidential candidate who, again, also didn't get the nomination, someone who's not Gary Johnson, one of the other guys who didn't win, who attacked Daryl in a video today. And so I just figured,
oh, wow,
if Daryl is, you know, rustling all these jimmies, if he's upsetting the right people, if the Libertarian Party is mad at Daryl over this, then I say he deserves my support, and you know I'm not going to vote for Harambe.
It almost makes it seem to me like this is a better protest vote than Harambe or Vermin Supreme. Like,
sure,
you know, because the Libertarian Party isn't coming after Vermin Supreme. I don't think they really make a note of him.
He was at their convention.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. And I'm sure he was supported, but for some reason they've gutted out for Daryl W. Perry. I don't know, maybe because of the actual philosophy that he espouses, that is what the party's supposed to be.
I mean, but they can't be worried that he's going to attract too many votes. I mean, it's just a write-in campaign. The odds that people are going to actually write Daryl in are very, very slim, which is why it's bewildering, as you pointed out, that they even took the time to bother to respond to this.
Right. Like, are they worried that this is actually going to detract from Gary Johnson votes?
Yeah, I thought that they were all kind of jazzed up about how awesome Gary Johnson is. Ooh, we've got a governor and another governor, Bill Weld, who's even worse than Johnson. This guy's even less libertarian than Johnson. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, they're supposedly, you know, of this viewpoint that, oh, these two candidates, they're going to make it so we can get on the ballot, or that we can not get on the ballot. We can get like a party status, major party status. Apparently, if they get 5% in the election, that'll be granted upon them. And you know what exactly that means at the federal level, I don't really recall.
Well,
but
does
you know,
it matter?
Big,
I mean,
it's a big trophy for them. And the thing is, they're willing to give up their principles in the hopes that they can reach 5% in this election. And they're not. In my opinion, they're not going to.
Yeah, the goal shouldn't. Honestly, in my view, I don't think the goal should be getting more votes, because even if a Libertarian candidate gets popular enough, they're going to keep moving the goalpost on, you know, what percentage do you need to get into the debate and get on the ballot and all these things. They will make it more and more tough the more popular you get. So you might as well not make the priority popularity. You might as well stick to principles.
Stick to the message.
And make the campaign about enlightening people, about spreading ideas things that are important to you,
right,
and not just about popularity. Because
that's
when it comes
it used to
be about popularity, when anything's a popularity contest, it's the prettiest one, the most charismatic one that's always going to win. That's how it was when you ran for class president in high school, and it's the same deal when you run for president of the United States of America.
Yep, and you know, Gary Johnson wins because he wins the nomination because he's got the name recognition, and these so-called libertarians are willing to water down the message in the hopes of garnering a few extra votes. When the way the Libertarian Party used to be, Cody, back in the old days when I was involved.
Yeah.
It was a principled organization at the beginning when I got started. And then they just kept falling further and further away from it, nominating Bob Barr in 2008, nominating Gary Johnson in 2012. Now Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, an even worse vice presidential candidate than they possibly could this time around. I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point, and I don't think it's going to get them that many more votes. I'll be shocked if they actually pull more than 2% this time around. And another important question is, would getting Gary Johnson in the debates actually do anything to advance the ideas of liberty? Or would it just advance Gary Johnson's name recognition?
That's all it's about. I think really all it would really do is confuse people about the ideas of liberty. And, you know, okay, so maybe it would get more people to consider themselves a libertarian, because that's what Gary Johnson calls himself.
Barely.
So he hardly ever uses the term. As a fiscally conservative, socially liberal man who's pretty much just a moderate, and watching Gary Johnson in the debates and say, well, he makes more sense than these other two buffoons, I must be a libertarian. Well, it doesn't really give them the opportunity to actually go down the entire path of liberty,
right,
of, you know, doing what I did, getting into Ludwig von Mises and Rothbard and all these old philosophers.
That.
But I did, though. I went there, and I went to the old school, you know, old philosophical belief systems. And then I waited around for a politician that was actually sounding like those people, and that's why Ron Paul was appealing, and that's why I'm really of the belief now that we're not going to get something better than that. I don't know what's going on. I guess Kokesh is running for president in 2020.
That's right, Adam Kokesh.
He's
actually coming here next weekend, I think it is. This weekend. I think he's going to be speaking in Manchester on Monday. It's just sad to see this happening, especially, you know, Daryl's a life member of the Libertarian Party, and they issue a press release attacking
him. They've turned against him.
Yeah,
a life member.
I have to wonder,
is
Daryl going to resign from the Libertarian Party? Because he's the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, and if he resigns from the National Party, that doesn't affect his chairmanship of the New Hampshire Party. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's the Libertarian Party afraid of? This little write-in campaign? I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, where you can join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Libertarian vice presidential candidate Bill Weld has almost endorsed Hillary Clinton. Now,
wow.
I'll give you the actual quote here in moments. That's a shocker, and it's not the first time that he has verbally filleted Hillary Clinton on the air with whatever interviewer that he was with. I think this was a CNN interview. Actually, excuse me, MSNBC. Anyway, we'll get back into that here in moments. You can join us toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be presidential politics. It can be anything at all here on Free Talk Live. And if you've got Bitcoin, which is another favorite topic of ours here on Free Talk Live, if you've got Bitcoin, then I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax, and you can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your favorite app store. It also is available cross-platform. So if you've got a Linux computer, Windows, or a Mac, you can have Jax. You can also have it on your smartphone. It allows you to access your Bitcoin. If you've got Ether or Dash, these are alternatives to Bitcoin, you can access those with Jax. And they're going to be adding more cryptocurrencies soon. Plus, there's Shapeshift integration right there in Jax, which actually allows you to transfer between one currency and another. So if you've got some Bitcoin and you want to turn that into Dash or Ether or vice versa, you can easily do that because of the Shapeshift integration there in Jax. Again, it's Jax.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and the creator of CryptoKit. Plus, it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jack. So if something bad happens to your smartphone, if you've got your backup phrase, you're good to go. You don't lose your Bitcoin, even if you lose your phone. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. It's coins, contracts, currency, identity, and more. That's their goal with Jax. They're starting with the coins. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Again, Johnson Weld, the Libertarian Party presidential candidates, they were chosen by the Libertarian Party at their convention earlier this year. Daryl W. Perry, who is a host of Free Talk Live, frequently heard on our weekday show and sometimes on weekends, he has re-announced his plan, or he is re-kicking off or reigniting, if you will, his presidential campaign. He had run for the Libertarian Party's nomination and did not receive it. They went with these former Republicans again. And so now, because people have reached out to Daryl and have asked him and have said, I want somebody principled to vote for. I don't want to feel like I have to vote for the lesser of the evils and vote for Johnson Weld. And so it was the result of the people reaching out to him, saying they wanted him to get back in, is why he did decide to restart his campaign. It's Cody and Ian in the studio with you tonight. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Paul is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey there. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, I was you mentioned that Bill Weld had basically endorsed, and I haven't heard this, but basically endorsed Hillary Clinton, which is just shocking to me for a Libertarian VP candidate to do something like that.
I'll give you, before you go on, I'll give you the exact statement here from the CNN report. It says Bill Weld said Friday that he's, quote, not sure anybody is more qualified than Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. So he didn't even suggest that his own running mate is the most qualified. He believes apparently that Hillary Clinton, who by the way he said is an old buddy of his, is the most qualified.
Where can he possibly get that from? What is she qualified for except to mislead people? Because that's what she's done over her period in national limelight next to her husband since the early 1990s. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. She started something that got shut down by the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which was the pathway to something like the ACA. And I mean, if there's anyone who works with duplicity and a purposeful duplicity, a presidential race this year, who has a history, a career of purposeful duplicity in order to lead people, it's Hillary Clinton. How could Weld,
right.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's beyond reason.
Well, right, the fact that Weld can just lavish this woman with praise, he doesn't have a bad word to say about her. The fact that he can just lavish her with praise should tell you everything you need to know about Bill Weld.
Oh, I'd agree. And the other thing is, there's not a more experienced candidate. Well, you know, the people get to choose the experience that they want, and I don't think that they're gravitating en masse to choose what Hillary has given experience-wise in the past to the people. So it would be an observation that I would make because, you know, she's in the fight of her life right now, and she's supposed to be winning by 50 points. At least that's what she thinks. I mean, it's a crazy election season, that's for sure, but it's unbelievable. I mean, we've arrived, in my opinion, we've arrived at non-reason. Francis Schaeffer used that term. We've gone beyond reason. And I think we're taught to think in terms of emotions and in terms of how we feel. And I think all of that misleads us in these presidential races in particular, but in political things it misleads us because we leave out reason in order to have the what we think is the comfort of feeling to judge by. And, you know, it's a new era in that regard. One day I think we'll make it back to reason. I just hope that we don't have to slog through things that have already been slogged through in the past to arrive there. So
what is the feeling that people are getting behind, like believing in the delusion that any of these politicians are actually going to improve our lives or fix the country? I mean, what is that feeling people are latching onto?
I think people are led by a narrative in the public realm, and that narrative plays on feelings. And that narrative has to do with fear. That narrative has to do with blame. And the point is that people respond to that, and they'll respond deeply to what somebody puts out as fear and blame. Those two things got nothing to do with reason most of the time.
It's true.
Most
absolutely.
Time.
And I think a vote for a career politician is a vote for slavery.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call, man. I'll let you get back to the road and drive safe there. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Now, Weld's praise, according to CNN.com, of the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party was made in an interview with MSNBC's Chuck Todd. He quickly added, quote, "I mean, that's not the end of the inquiry, though. We were two-term governors, and I think Gary's very, very solid. At this point, we overlapped as governors, and I thought highly of him back when we served together. But having spent the last several months together, I don't just like the guy. I love the guy. I think he's very solid and deep." So that's how he tried to, like, take away from the statement he made prior to that, where he said that he's not sure anyone's more qualified than Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States.
It sounds to me like he's backpedaling hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, there's almost a sense of fakeness to the words that he's saying right there.
Of course, he's a politician.
Yeah.
Former governor of Massachusetts.
He's backpedaling. Like, whoops, I said something that people are upset about. Time to bring it back, contradict myself, and try and win back over everybody that I've pissed off.
Well, I don't even know if he really backpedaled that hard here. He just, you know, he just said Gary's solid, that he loves him. Okay. Well, that doesn't mean that you think he's the most qualified president. What you said was, Bill Weld, was that Hillary Clinton is the most qualified. He said, not sure anybody is more qualified than Hillary Clinton. Does that mean anybody in the presidential race or anybody, period?
I don't know. Either way, that's really screwed up that this is the best guy you can find to run as your vice president.
It's
somebody
pathetic.
Who doesn't even fully 100% believe in your campaign. Just,
yeah, that's how bad it is. And that's how bad it is. And the Libertarian National Committee was requested by the Seacoast Libertarian Party. So the Seacoast of New Hampshire issued a resolution to their representative on the Libertarian National Committee saying, put this forward, please. You know, because it's their representative, so he's supposed to do what they ask. Okay, put this proposal forward. And the proposal was that the Libertarian Party sever their relationship with Gary Johnson and Bill Weld over the things that they've been saying on the campaign trail. And from what I heard, the representative put it forward and then pulled it back. So he put it forward and then pulled it back. So, like, the fix is in. I mean, the Libertarian Party is doubling down behind these guys. It doesn't matter to them the unlibertarian things that come out of their mouths. It's sick. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Weld can pretty much endorse Hillary Clinton, and he's still got their backing. It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed and the price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Cody.
Don't forget, if you want to support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can back the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live will be able to more effectively market our show to radio stations all around the country. And you can help us with that and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, and there's also the Amp Only Facebook group. So there's perks involved over at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference when you amp the show, and it helps us out a lot. And again, everything on the website's free, so you can go and enjoy the webcam, you can go and enjoy archives that go back for like a decade. All free, but if you do want to get behind the show for $5 a month, we'd appreciate it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we'll go to your calls. Your thoughts are welcome on anything you want to discuss. We got Ralph on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph. Ralph, you're in a real bad cell. I'll tell you what, we'll try you back here in a bit. So we're talking about Daryl W. Perry. He's a co-host of Free Talk Live. He's a liberty activist extraordinary. I mean, this guy is nonstop.
He is always busy doing something.
Right. Pretty
impressive.
Much,
pretty impressive.
Much, yeah. I mean, he's up earlier than any of us, probably any of us combined. And he's up every day at like the crack of dawn working for more freedom. He does multiple radio shows of his own production. He creates a newspaper that he puts out on a monthly basis called FPP News. He's got FPP Radio News. He's got his website. He's got his presidential campaign now that he's kicked off again. He's started a lobbying firm that's going to be doing lobbying in Concord, New Hampshire, at the State House. I mean, I'm scratching the surface of what this guy does. He's active with the Keene Bitcoin Network. He's helped connect local business owners here in the Keene area with Bitcoin and like setting them up to receive Bitcoin from customers. The dude is a non-stop activist. He just got elected to the chairmanship of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. So the dude's incredibly busy. He re-kicks off this campaign, his presidential campaign, as a write-in campaign as a libertarian. But he's not going to appear on anybody's ballots, right? You've got to write him in, which means he's not going to have any measurable impact on anything. I mean, the fact is, there's probably a bunch of people who are running write-in campaigns for president.
Sure.
Who are not going to get more than a dozen or, you know, a few dozen votes maximum.
And wouldn't you think that the people that are going to do a protest vote have already made that decision, you know?
You would think so.
It's not like... The people that are going to vote, like you said, you know, Harambe or Vermin Supreme or, you know, just a write-in candidate for themselves.
Sure.
They're already voting, but not voting for anybody. So it's not like it's stealing votes from anybody.
Those are true.
The people that were already voting as a protest, as a, I'm voting for something that has nothing to do with the people that you've put up as my choices.
Right.
That's what a protest vote really is. And, you know, the people who are already going to protest vote are probably going to write in for Daryl W. Perry. The people who have already decided that they want to sell out and vote for Gary Johnson, they're not going to change their mind.
So, I agree. I don't think there's very many of them. If there are any that are going to all of a sudden now vote for Daryl W. Perry who were going to vote for Gary Johnson, they're probably a very small, very small percentage of it.
It's not going to make a big difference, which makes it even weirder that the Libertarian Party would actually look at this, you know, relaunch of the candidacy as something that needs addressing. Right. It almost tells to me that they kind of know that they're running somebody that's unprincipled.
They better know.
This is their sellout album as far as elections go. They must know deep down that, you know, the people who have been Libertarian Party members for life, people who have been following this stuff for a couple decades, people remembering Harry Brown, you know, they're going to be the ones who are the most disappointed about Gary Johnson's presidency. So they look at Daryl W. Perry as somebody who is kind of the old school, like somebody who ran, probably could have been the Libertarian presidential nominee 10, 12 years ago. And it's probably, you know, making them realize that the hardcore real members, they might actually go for that protest vote, because that protest vote, it's not about winning, it's about sending the right message. And the right message is that you as a party have left your principles because you want to basically go neck and neck with Republicans and Democrats, which, if you want to be in the same realm as Republicans and Democrats,
congratulations, you're more like them now. I mean, you've stabbed one of your own life members in the back, Libertarian Party, in favor of former Republican governors from New Mexico and Massachusetts. It's absolutely awful. Let's go to Ricky. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Ricky.
Yeah, good evening,
Ricky.
Howdy.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey,
how you doing? No, I was sitting here listening to this, and this doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, over the past couple of weeks, I know on a few occasions I've had a few discussions with Daryl, and, you know, after probably being exposed to me, you talk about libertarians, and here I come calling myself a Jeffersonian. Now, if I may a moment. See, one of the things with libertarians, to me, is don't take offense to this, and it's not meant to be that way. But I think I've covered this before when I mentioned that they do seem to come off a lot like Jeffersonians, and I have used
what is a Jeffersonian?
Well, a Jeffersonian is basically the leftover from the Democratic-Republican Party. It comprises about 30% of the Democratic Party. This is after the fragmentation, after they came together back in...
What's the relevance of comparing the Libertarian Party to a now-defunct political group from, what, 200 years ago?
Well, I will tell you, first of all, it's not defunct. That's number one.
What, is there a Jeffersonian Party out there?
No, man, you don't get it. The Democratic Republican Party just became the Democrats after the fragmentation.
So you're saying that libertarians are like Democrats in your mind?
Well, and basically what I think libertarians are is they take the ideas kind of Jefferson, but they're really not of that.
No, no. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, okay?
Why does it really matter? Because, okay, we're basing an ideology over a man.
Yeah,
Thomas Jefferson was a single individual who had certain opinions. Libertarianism is not based on a single person. It's sort of a collective growth of... you know, intellectual minds adding to this philosophy. It's not based on a single old white guy from the 1700s.
Right. It's not based on a man. It's based on an idea. And the idea is that it's not okay to use or advocate for the initiation of force to achieve your goals, whether they be political or
it's
social.
An aggressive principle. Now, let's face
it. Well, Democrats generally don't. And Republicans generally don't. So to liken the libertarians to either of those just shows the confusion that's out there about libertarians.
Yeah, the libertarians are the confused ones, not the Jeffersonians.
All
They've
right.
always been.
Thank you for the call, Ricky. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, the dude's living in the past.
I have to wonder, what's the confusion? I mean,
badly enough to keep Ricky on the line.
Am I confused? Are you confused? Who's confused?
No, we're pretty crystal
clear. Seems like I'm pretty certain about the things that I want to happen around here.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, to us at least, what libertarianism is supposed to be, which is the rejection of the use of the initiation of force.
Pretty simple.
That is what libertarianism has always been. That's what it still means today, to me at least, although there's a bunch of people who are out there now, and it's Gary Johnson is one of them, who's saying things like, well, libertarians are fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Well, okay, I can understand why someone would make that statement, and maybe as a basic introduction to someone in a sort of a quick manner that might be acceptable, but why not just quickly explain the non-aggression principle? Why not just quickly explain that, hey, a libertarian is somebody who thinks you should live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt somebody else?
All right, so what we're talking about, you know, libertarianism in our heads, is a philosophy.
Right.
And there's the people that want to take the philosophy and bring it into Beltway politics. You know, they want to bring it into a world that is, you know, at a core, not about, you know, deep thinking, critical thinking, moralistic views. It's about money and politics and what will convince enough people to support whoever it is that is so psychopathic and sociopathic that they want to be in charge of a bunch of people. That is the difference. You know, we're taking a philosophy and trying to translate it into politics, and that doesn't really work.
There have always been these two sides within the Libertarian Party. There's this side of the people who want to stay true to principle and explain what the ideas are to people, that's their main goal with the party, to use it as a vehicle for that principle, to get it out there as much as possible through the political process.
It's like if there was a Buddhist political party. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking a philosophy and translating it into politics.
Well, and then there's the political one.
A Buddhist political party would be very far from their idea of enlightenment and nirvana.
And it wouldn't be long before it was, you know, taken over, just like the Libertarian Party's been infiltrated and taken over. Hour 2's coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.